Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jonas Schaefer. First of all, Jonas, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. How you doing?
Doing all right. Anything less, and we're talking like I am anyway, like a fan, anything less than a Super Bowl, unacceptable for this year's team? And we were talking about Jair Alexander. That's an all-in move. Hell, they were probably Super Bowl favorites before that. But if they don't get to the Super Bowl this season, how disappointing will this year be? Granted, we're only in June.
Yeah, with June and with a roster that has not been through the ringer of a 17-game season, plus the NFL playoffs. But certainly it's, you know, on paper, and again, those are the operative words here, on paper, just a ridiculously loaded team. You know, you think of all the points, you know, you think of what 2019 had. It didn't have this kind of passing attack. It was, you know, probably definitely a better offensive line than what the Ravens, I think, will have next year. You think of, you know, what may be undercut it in 2023, and it was, again, you know, still some questions about the receiver room and also just the talent in the secondary wasn't quite what it is this year. Probably don't have as much pass rushing talent purely as this year's team. So I think pretty much by any standard of comparing this team to the 2019 team and then the 2023 team, I think those teams fall short. You could say we don't really know, you know, what the defensive coaching talent will be because of how much turnover there was after last year. But I think with Pagano and a second year of Zach Ward and just, you know, the tradition that John Harbaugh has of bringing in talented guys and finding answers creatively for that defense, I'm honestly surprised that the Ravens aren't, you know, straight up favorites. I was looking, I think, on FanDuel and, you know, DraftKings yesterday, and I think they were still tied. And I know Jair Alexander won't move the market entirely, but I am surprised that they haven't moved it clear ahead of, you know, the Eagles and the Bills and everyone else.
Jonas, I don't know if you've started doing it yet, but I was trying to come up with 53, and it's hard just because you're gonna lose some good players.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was doing it before they lost, but before they Jair Alexander, Vinny. I will say it's very hard for me. It was very hard for me to come up with 53 and not lose a Jabo, not lose a Rasheen Ali, you know, not lose, you know, a Nick Sainak or a Dellinger. I mean, you're going to have to part with some of these recent to higher profile draft picks. It's just, that is the reality of the situation. If you're Eric DaCosta, obviously, you know, your primary concern is winning a Super Bowl, but you're going to have to hope that some of these guys that you haven't really played with a whole lot these past couple years can make it through that waiver wire, and you can stash them on your practice squad, because otherwise there is just not enough space at the end. I mean, with the sheer amount of, you know, locks to near locks because of the talent the Ravens have accumulated is pretty ridiculous. I mean, like, you know, when we think of a guy like, you know, Robert Longerbeam or Bilal Kone, you would think that they would be safe because they are first-year guys and the Ravens seem high on their potential. But again, you know, we thought that the kid that they took out of the Pac-12 a couple years ago, I'm forgetting the guy that they cut right away who ended up with the Seahawks, you know, he didn't make the team as a rookie. So maybe some of these guys the Ravens have and that they're seemingly high on won't either.
Hey, Jonas, who do you think, like, bringing in Alexander, you think Eric is done or they bring in a safety too?
Oh, man. that kind of goes back to what I was just talking about. Like, you know, you could probably get away with putting either Kane or Braid on a practice squad and having, you know, maybe 50-50 hopes that no one else claims them, but they definitely have the space for it. And you could say that the one thing that the Jair Alexander situation or signing doesn't fix is you still don't really have this optimal way to supercharge Kyle Hamilton. Like, you know, how are you going to get him into the box in a way that doesn't compromise the rest of the defense? Because, you know, we see Marlon Humphrey play in the safety occasionally on some weird exotic snaps, but you don't want him there more than once or twice a game, I don't think. And, you know, maybe they do trust Bo Braid and Sanusi Kane. I think because both those guys had solid OTAs, especially Braid once he got healthy. But, you know, would you trust them more than a guy that you're having to bring in, a veteran, having to learn all the defense, especially with Marlon Humphrey just kind of going on a rant about how it was one little thing that was really messing up that defense on all those big plays last year. You know, do you trust Justin Simmons more than you would have Sanusi Kane or Bo Braid? So it wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens go and get a safety. But I just feel like we're kind of running out of room at the end at this point.
Now, with the addition of Alexander, does that mean, because we saw Armour Davis playing some safety in there, you know, does that mean that he'll get more work at safety, do you think?
It's possible. I think we also saw him line up a little bit in the slot, and maybe that's where they throw him out some more. I'm not sure. It probably just depends on how these guys respond to teaching and where they feel like and where their agents feel like they can make their best impact. You know, I would like for the Ravens to keep Jalen Armour Davis because I think he's a really good dude. I think he can definitely help on special teams. And I think, you know, he's just had some bad injury luck. But, I mean, you compare the cornerback depth chart to the safety depth chart, and it's a little bit tough to see there being a lot of room for these guys, especially if you believe in TJ Tampa's you know, OTAs and minicamp, and especially if you have hope that Awuzie can get back to what he was in Cincinnati. So, you know, we saw the Ravens have some success with converting cornerbacks to safeties and having it be pretty smooth for some guys and not so smooth for others. And, you know, maybe Chuck Pagano can be a kind of minor miracle worker there. But, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what Jalen Armour Davis can do, because we saw him getting some, you know, top-tier reps during OTAs. And obviously the Jair Alexander signing, we think, will kind of bump him down a peg.
Now, Jonas, over the last 3 days of practice, it made me more nervous about Looper. You know, I mean, he missed every one of those days, and I'll say it this way. Every day Bisciotti was there, he missed kicks.
Yeah, the last one wasn't so bad just because it was the, you know, 60-plus yarder or whatever it was. The sound of that kick coming off his foot, I think, is probably the most encouraging sign. Like, you know, everything that the Ravens said about Jordan Stout that really hasn't totally come true, I think you can say is true about Tyler Loop, or maybe that's just the optical illusion of kicking next to an undrafted rookie kicker in Hoyland. But yeah, I mean, like, the only real concern, I think, if you're a Ravens fan, is probably, you know, the guard spots and special teams in general. Just, you know, it was not a good special teams year for John Harbaugh and company last year. And listen, if there are a few more days in training camp where he's going 3 for 6 or he's going 4 for 7, then I imagine you're going to hear some, you know, cries out from the Ravens fan base to go sign a veteran kicker just to have another insurance policy there. Maybe we get a three-way competition if Hoyland is still kind of hanging in there with Loop. So that's going to become its own circus. And hopefully for Tyler Loop's sanity and our sanity, he does start. He avoids some more he avoids some of the showings that he had on Tuesday, where it just was not good enough, and he's missing a field goal length or an extra point length and like a 30-yarder. You just can't be doing that. Justin Tucker really never really had any trouble with those. So we'll see if that was just a tinkering period and it's all systems go in training camp. But if you've got a month of icky reports from Owens Mills, then it's going to be quite the scene.
Yeah, or doing an over-under on how many times you're going to say Tucker would have made that. 2025. Jonas, what's happening on BaltimoreBanner.com right now since, we got a little bit of a break? Not much. I mean, rookies report less than a month.
Yeah, don't remind me. Thanks for...
There you go.
Your vacation just got shorter.
I know. There's a film study up on Jair Alexander today. I just went back and looked at every snap that he played last year. Was honestly pretty impressed. Athletically, he might not be all the way there, but I still think he's a pretty useful player, especially in zone coverage. Got something coming Monday just on the state of this roster and just how few positions are up for grabs. And then next week, hopefully, NHL draft coming around, maybe a little something special on a little someone special in that related to someone in that radio booth there. So we'll see it. Hopefully it all comes together.
Well, I got a kid who plays hockey. Wow, I didn't know anything about that. I don't have any money, though. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jonas.
Jonas Schaefer, everybody. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. What's happening in the world of sports last night? NBA Finals. We're going to a Game 7 for the first time in 9 years, and we'll get back to the Ravens, break down this roster a little bit, some of this defensive line depth, strength, as the Ravens, again, Super Bowl or bust. That's how we see it. Funhouse coming up around 11:45. And then at noon, we're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Rifkin's coming in. Orioles salvage the split with Tampa after last night's workmanlike win over the Rays 4-1. And now it's the Yankees. Yankees in first place, but that margin they had over everyone in the division, it has shrunk the last week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's up.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Featured Artist Friday, it is YouTube. And he just brought up an interesting question. Full disclosure, got three TVs in the studio. We got the life of Kenny Stabler, the Snake, NFL Network. Believe it or not, ESPN's talking about basketball. But, there's a stunning turn of events going on in their thing. And then MLB, Koskubal pitched in the game one of the doubleheader in Skeens. Paul Skeens should have gone. 2023, Paul Skeens was the number one overall pick by Pittsburgh. If Elias would have had the number one pick, would he have taken Paul Skeens? And we're thinking, well, I would track record says no,
right?
But he's such a transcendent guy. I mean, that's like we could have take Skeens, right? Like Elway, you know what I mean? That sort of thing. But Elias looks like a guy that's over, because Dylan Cruz went number two to the Nats, and he's not even the best outfielder on the team. The kid Wood they got in the Soto trade, who just bashes 500-foot home runs. He's the dude. But I would have to think anybody would have. That's like a no-brainer kind of pick.
I'm with you. And I think that's a question I don't want the real answer to, because I don't think we're going to like it.
Because what's he going to say? If he could, You're the Orioles, by the way. Got Enrique Bradfield at number 17. So hopefully we'll be seeing him up in the black and orange sooner rather than later. But anyway, let's get back to the whip and last night NBA Finals. Hey, look, just when you think the Pacers are done, I mean, the reports were 24 hours ago, Haliburton might not even play, and he played. But the hero of this game was a guy that, you know, kind of helped them get back into Game 5, Arizona kid, T.J. McConnell.
Gets into the paint again, pulls up, jump shot, got it again. McConnell, 4 points, couple of assists off the bench.
He reminds me of a young me. Yeah. Except he's right-handed, taller, better. Can dribble and all that sort of stuff. But other than that, very similar in physical traits. But he had a monster game. You look at this stat line for T.J. McConnell. He had 12 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, 4 steals. What? Difference. And he's the guy, like, when you play pickup basketball on the asphalt, he's diving for loose balls. You're like, go knock my Gatorade over, man. He's that guy, and he's an energy difference maker kind of player. And Oklahoma City couldn't seem to match that intensity that he brought to the table.
Bob, with the way he played last night, then it makes you think even more going back to the game previous.
Should
it help? Yeah, because he had 13 points in the third quarter. If you kept him in and brought in, you know, Haliburton couldn't move.
Yeah, he was a no factor.
Yeah, and then the game was tight.
But another blowout here. Second quarter's where things got pear-shaped for the Thunder. But it's 108-91. First time we've seen a Game 7 in the NBA Finals in 9 years when Cleveland came from 3-1 down to stun Golden State. Pascal Siakam, by the way, 16-13. Obi Toppin at 20 in the highlight reel stuff that he brings to the equation. SGA had 21. Aaron Wiggins had 5. Former Terp, 5-2-1. For OKC. I look at it happening because it's on Sunday and it'll be decided when we reconvene on Monday. Either Oklahoma City blows them out in Game 7 or Indiana wins a close game and the team of destiny. And it looks like they're that 4 seed coming out of the East. They get what they've been striving for the whole time. And cements Rick Carlisle probably as a Hall of Fame coach too, by the way. Not that he isn't already.
I think it's going to be, it'll be kind of fun to watch. Well, Bob, let's just say this. If it's close at the half, it'll be fun to watch. Otherwise, I'm kind of agreeing with you. Oklahoma City may be up by 20 at the half.
Yeah, NBA could be a game, or basketball in general, game of runs, but I don't know. This one's going 7. It's a 7-game series now that will fly under the radar in the great series in the history of the NBA Finals. And it's almost, if this was the Bulls versus the Lakers or the Lakers versus the Celtics, you know what I mean? Oh, this is the greatest series of all time. Not Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee getting more run with the media, which they create, than the series itself. But anywho, it's the whip around this day in Orioles history. How about June 20th, 2023? Orioles beat the Rays 8-6 in Tampa. Aaron Hicks. How big was he for that team, by the way? Aaron Hicks, Anthony Santander, Ryan O'Hearn, all 1 yard. Kyle Bradish got the win. The Mountain picked up his 20th save. By the way, did he look good last night or what? And then a year ago today, in Yankee Stadium, the Orioles pound the Yankees 17-5. Cedric Mullins, Santander, Austin Hayes, all go yard. Orioles were up big. Cole Irvin pulled a Trevor Rogers. No, I don't want this big lead. Nah, I don't need a win. He gets yanked after the fourth. Brian Baker picks up the W. So the Orioles clobber the Yankees, take 2 out of 3 in the Bronx, go to 49-25. They were in second place, moved to within a half a game of New York. And then they went to Houston and got swept. The Orioles had like a 5-game losing streak after that, but recovered to the point where they actually took over first place. They were in first place in the second week of September, something that won't be happening this year, we don't think. But it goes to show you what a difference a year makes. A year ago on June 20th, 2024, you could make a strong case that the Orioles were the best team in baseball. Now they're six games out of the wild card, and we're clinging to hope. We'll talk more about that. Ryan Ripken coming up top of the hour as we rip it with Ryan. But coming up next, back to the Ravens, Super Bowl or bust, that D-line, how good is it? We're going to talk about that next with Vinny, and then a fun-ass trip with Quick Draw McGraw here on The Fan. Sneaky good pick by Eric DaCosta and the Ravens, and based on what Chuck Smith, Vinny, was just talking about, a guy that could be primed for a Nnamdi Matabike sort of a bust-out season here.
I don't think he can ever get close to 13 and a half.
That would be insanity.
Yeah. If he got to 7 or 8, I think they would jump all over that. But Travis Jones, you know, he's 340 pounds. He's a big man. And they got a hell of a D-line group. And I'm guessing they keep 5 of those people. But Travis Jones, like, his arms are humongous. He just looks like he's gotten rid of a lot of the baby fat and stuff. And he was having a hell of a year last year till he sprained high ankle sprain, and he played, you know, and you got a high ankle sprain, he couldn't push off, you know, and that was what Chuck was talking about when he was healthy. But I think he's got a chance. And with Matabike, you know, 13 and a half 2 years ago, and last year, what was it, 7 and a half? I mean, we'll take that again. We'll take 8 this year. See, and then the depth, Broderick Washington, excellent in the rotation, and you know, when they put 3 D-linemen in there, he'll be the guy. And then a guy that they signed, John Jenkins, he's 35 years old, 13 years in the league. And Bob just gave me the stats off air. He was with the Raiders last couple years. He's had 2 phenomenal years back-to-back at 33 and 34 years. Yeah, over 100 tackles as an inside guy. Now, when you see this dude, he's number 62. He is like, just think of Michael Pierce, but a little taller. That's kind of him. He is a wide body, you know, so like imagine if you got him and Travis Jones, like over the one over the center, one over the, I mean, you're talking almost 700 pounds, you know, they want to do the tush push, you know, have at it. But I think, you know, Aeneas Peoples, the draft pick, who's 5'11", you know, like 300 pounds, but he's a guy that's got to play on the edge where you got some big hoggers in there. He's going to play only in passing situations, and he's got to prove that he can play in this league, you know, and he's got to play on the edge and use his quickness to get up the field real quick. But I like the group of 5 that they're going to have because you've got guys that can rush the passer. You guys got guys that can stop the run. You've got rotational guys. I think it's pretty damn good group.
And that defense looks to be coming together for Zach Orr for sure. But bring up a subject here before we hit the break. You talked about Jonas Schaefer trying to trim that roster to 53. Oof. And you're probably still going to add maybe a player or two before it's all said and done. You know, when you're this loaded and the expectations are this high, unfortunately, players with skills might have to apply their trade somewhere else.
Well, Bob, what pro scouts do pro scouts on the 31 other teams, and the Ravens scouts do the same. They look at teams' rosters like we're doing right now, and there'll be a lot of scouts at every one of the Ravens preseason games. Why? Because they got a ton of talent, and they're going to have to cut good players. And we'll watch the rosters, Bob, you know, like opening day and stuff. There'll be a lot of guys that get cut from the Ravens that are going to be on rosters for people throughout the year. There's going to be a bunch of those people. That hurts? Yeah, it hurts the Ravens because, you know, their practice squad and a lot of their draft picks are going to be on other people's teams, which, I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it kind of sucks.
Today's the 20th of June. Rookies report July 15th. Full squad to 22nd of July in the practice training camp 2025. They start July 23rd, which is just a little more than a month from today. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, Featured Artist Friday. It is you two. Then we're ripping it with Ryan. Coming up at the top of the hour, you want to get in and talk about the Orioles. They get 2-2 in Tampa. Should have been 3-1, Baltimore's advantage. Well, they did regroup. Now it's off to the Bronx, taking on the Yankees, where the Orioles have kind of had New York's number. I'm guessing somebody's getting plunked for the Orioles because they do like to throw at Orioles. Colton Kowser, cover yourself. I think you're going to get hit in a second. But right now, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Bruce in Bel Air. Bruce, what's happening? Happy Friday to you.
Hey, same to you guys, Bob, Vinny, and Nolan. Hey, before I get to what I wanted to say, Bob, I heard you use a term I've never heard before this morning, and you were trying to describe the Ravens' woes in the playoffs lately, and you used the term affluence of suckage.
Confluence of suckage.
Oh, confluence of suckage. Oh, that's even better. Yeah, hey, yeah. My hearing ain't as good as it used to be, but
neither is my English.
I was thinking you should copyright that. That'd be a great name for a band.
In that band, trust me, it would be a confluence of suckage for sure.
Okay. Hey, no, what I wanted to say was on the morning show, they had done some data research and figured out that last year the worst records to make the playoffs was Kansas City and Detroit, and they had 86 wins. And they were saying that the Orioles would have to play at a 636 percentage rate, wins versus loss, to achieve that. And I mean, there's an old saying in baseball that you want to beat the bad teams and split with the good teams. I think that reigns true here more than ever. But I was just wanted to get your thoughts on that. I mean, anything could happen, really. I mean, maybe this year, the way the American League is going, it could be 81, 82 wins to get you in there.
Yeah, but possibly. Hey, Bruce, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Hey, a year ago, Tigers were toast. They traded Flaherty. They were listening to offers for Skubal. How serious that was. I mean, only the GM of the Tigers really knows. But they've trimmed the Orioles two and a half games off the deficit from a week ago today. Can they trim another two and then another two? But there's so many teams in the AL in this mix, and the Orioles have still yet to win, what, four in a row? I don't think they've had a four-game winning streak.
They had
a couple of threes.
One,
right?
I think.
Wait, the Orioles?
Yeah.
They won six in a row.
Oh, right. My bad. Sorry about that. The back-to-back sweeps. Sorry. But that's kind of it for the season. So can they maintain like that large slice sort of thing? I don't know. We'll see. If they take two out of three from New York when Texas comes to town and then Tampa later in the week, will we feel better about where the team is? And we talked about it yesterday too, Nolan. Are they five games under 500? I think the more relevant discussion is how many games are they out of the wild card? Because right. A lot of teams are thinking like Baltimore right now, I guess.
And how many teams are between you? Because like right now, six back doesn't feel like a lot, but there's probably five or six teams ahead of you that are still on the outside looking in. So it's not as simple as just being, all right, there's six between us and the last wild card team.
Six.
We gotta leapfrog everybody.
Yep.
Put together a couple more win streaks, but we've shifted our focus or reshifted our focus here. By Monday morning, all I want to be saying is the Orioles are five back. That's all I want. Okay. Anything beyond that, bonus. If they pull off a sweep here this weekend, even better. But just get us five back in the wild card. Chip away a game a week.
Tall order tonight. Max Fried on the hill for the Yankees. And Aaron Judge, I mean, he could be in an 0-for-50 slump and hit three home runs over the weekend against Baltimore pitching. And Tomo Sugano pitched well against New York earlier in the season when the Birds took two out of three. How does he handle Yankee Stadium for the first time? So he got a night game and then two day games. Remember, people, Sunday's 11:35. One of those Roku specials. Man. Right.
All right. Gotta change my plans here.
Yeah.
Gotta get up early.
Like, what? 11:35.
Shake that hangover, man. That's gonna be rough.
We have time for a fun house or no?
No, but I want to present something here. We just talked about it during the break. You asked me about my weekend plans.
Yes.
And I try to do something productive here. So I'm gonna present this to the audience and maybe we can do a little wager here for this because we like wagering. I'm changing my front door lock this weekend because I just realized the other day I've been living there 2 years and I never changed the locks. So you see one too many true crime stories and you can't sleep at night. So we got to change the locks. In my mind, this should take no more than 10 minutes. I'm not cutting a hole in the door. The hole's already there. Just taking the old one out, putting the new one in. For some reason, I feel like this is going to take a long time. So we need to set an over-under here on the time. How long is this going to take? I'll time it. I'll be honest. I'll report back on Monday.
Okay.
How many Nolans does it take to fix a door lock?
I'm going to say it'll take you at least 20 minutes.
Ooh.
And look, I'm not Bob Vila. I'm Bob Haney. But I do know, hopefully you measured the doorknob that it fits into the...
That's a standard size.
That standard doesn't always... I don't know, dude. You might... A little curveball, a little quarter inch
well,
off
that's a push.
All of a sudden, then you're going to need someone to trim that thing up a little bit.
Now, I'm going to start it from... No. Screw or screwdriver in screw. I mean, we're cutting out the setup time here.
Do what?
Like, when do we start the clock here on the timing? This
well, as soon as you start unscrewing.
Okay, so yeah.
The, yeah. Once you've got... Is,
all
it,
the materials
is the doorknob in one of those doorknob in one of those unopenable packages?
No, I already opened it up.
Okay, so now it's out.
It's out.
So once the doorknob's off the door, you've addressed the door. Hello, door. Once you get to that phase, the clock starts.
So we'll set it in.
Tool in hand.
Now, Nolan, didn't you do something else with your house that was supposed to be a short period of time and then it took forever?
Probably. I was resealing my window a couple weeks ago. Some rain was getting in, but it's held up the past week. We got there a lot of rain, so I'm doing something right here.
So what is your estimate?
Well, I'm going to set it. You just said 20, so I'm going to set it at 20 and a half. I think that's fair.
Okay. Now, do you want to do double or nothing on the booze I haven't paid you for yet, or no?
I feel like
I'm not that confident
in myself.
But by the way,
here, you
can lie to me. You know, yeah. I did it in 4 minutes because I'm not going to be there. Now, we'll save that for another time, but I'll say 20 minutes.
20 and a half is the over-under.
Your
people
frustration level will start to build about 15 minutes.
Well, I'm going over.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, 20 minutes? That's like changing the tire on a NASCAR.
All right, Vinny, what are you doing this weekend?
Actually, really nothing, Bob. I mean, we got nothing.
Aren't they the best weekends where you're not committed to anything? Just do whatever the hell you want to do.
This is one of the few weekends that we have nothing going on, so which is a good thing.
Vinny, I'll see you Monday.
Yes.
Ripping It with Ryan coming up next. Talk about that Orioles series against the Yankees coming up. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's you too. We're jamming here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.